This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on into the second half of Sports Talk. We got an abbreviated edition this March 27th on a Thursday, getting ready for some coverage of LSU baseball taking on Mississippi State. Game one, pregame coverage 6:30, a first pitch 7 o'clock in Alec Box Stadium. Looking forward to that matchup. We also got opening day of Major League Baseball and, oh yeah, Sweet 16 NCAA men's tournament action tonight. Who says there's nothing going on after football season? It's just those dull days of the, you know, summer months that end up hurting us. But right now, there's a ton going on.
Busy, busy, busy. And we are both fans of 1-0 teams. Steve, woo-hoo! How about that? The Yankees take down the Brewers 4-2 earlier today, although it got a little bit interesting with Devin Williams there late. Same thing with the Astros, by the way. They took down the Mets 3-1 at now Daikin Park. It's no longer Minute Maid. I'm going to have to get used to that. But the Astros win. Josh Hader made a little bit interesting, but Framber Valdez was awesome, and exactly what you want to see from, you know, your opening day ace.
And what do you know? Opening day stays the same for the Pittsburgh Pirates. They ruined another start for Paul Skeens. That game is tied up 4-4 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Now Skeens started off the this year 5 1/3 innings, struck out 7, gave up 2 earned runs. But will not be on the hook for a victory if the Pirates can pull this one out.
Yeah, with Skeens, he got off to a really good start, but then he ran into some issues in the sixth inning. He got pulled at that point. Now, they didn't end up taking advantage of it because it's the Marlins. So the Marlins actually put a couple runs on Holderman late, just basically in the eighth inning now, Steve. So now we're in the ninth, and it's looking actually like the Marlins are going to walk this thing off.
I'll mention some Sweet 16 action. We have LSU baseball on WWL. Meanwhile, if you tune over to the Bet 92.9 FM and 1350 AM right now, you can catch pregame coverage of all the action going on there. Westwood One's coverage. And we've got actually BYU and Alabama have tipped off. BYU leading 9-6 right now, 17 minutes left in the first quarter there, first period there for the. That game, 6:39 tip-off, will be Florida versus Maryland. I know a lot of eyes and ears will be on that matchup, especially after what we heard from Nicholls State head coach yesterday saying that Maryland, the Terps, could upset the Florida Gators today.
I'm telling you, man, if it happens, I'm ripping up my bracket. It's going to be over. And like, that is my champion. I have Florida winning the whole thing. So if they lose in the Sweet 16, it's going to be over. Now, Duke on the opposite side, I have in the championship game. So yeah, it's not going to be entirely messed up, but please, Florida, don't let it happen. Now, what we were talking about earlier, Steve, as well, when we mentioned with a WWL listener about, you know, prospects to watch for the Pelicans, Derek Queen for Maryland, who hit that big game-winning shot against Colorado State in the round of 32. It's the only buzzer beater so far in the NCAA tournament. He is probably going to end up being a top 5-7 pick. And with the Pelicans where they are right now in the draft, you know, if they don't land in the top four, which they might fall out,
right?
The lowest they can go is pick eight at this point. And if they move up into the third worst record in the NBA, then it goes down to seven. And it's kind of like a ladder system with the lottery in the NBA. So that's one player to watch. Konka Nipple from Duke as well. Obviously, if you have the pipe dream of the Pelicans getting the number one overall pick, it's not really that much of a pipe dream because you got the
lottery, baby. Yeah, how those ping pong balls
fall.
We'll
see what happens. But so obviously keep an eye on him too.
Hopefully, I think what David Griffin has a lucky tie. He'll need to be sporting that on the lotto night.
Yes, please.
Looking at the LSU game about to come up right here on WWL, a 6:30 first pitch this evening. Man, that Thursday, 7 o'clock first pitch. Sorry, 6:30 pregame coverage. Thursday night start. Things changing up a little bit instead of the Friday, Saturday, Sunday action. Maybe that works for LSU and Mississippi State's favor this weekend because I know there's, you know, some question marks as what the weather is going to be like tomorrow evening and even into Saturday. Something could end up getting pushed to Sunday action, depending on what the weather does.
So you're saying that helps Mississippi State?
I think it helps, you know, with both teams, so you don't have to worry about making this game up possibly at a later time. That with the Thursday, Friday, Saturday series, you know, it leaves Sunday open for this to get done this week and not carry over.
I gotcha. Yeah, no, I think it will be fine. If anything, they might potentially move tomorrow's game up.
I was thinking that too, yeah.
We'll have to see. I mean, we'll provide any updates when we get them, but we haven't gotten any yet. Tonight's a huge game, Steve. Like, we can't overemphasize it enough. Like, Cade Anderson and this LSU team has to pick up a win in game one, because if they don't, all of a sudden you're looking at Pico Cone, who's one of the best pitchers in the SEC, in game two. They've kept him for the second matchup of the weekend, keeping him on Fridays. They're kind of pitching off, so to speak, a little bit. So LSU has to pick up a win tonight, bounce back from that weekend series loss to Texas, and get off to a 1-0 start against Mississippi State.
We have it a little bit easy because, like you mentioned at the start of the show, that both of our MLB teams have played already. But with things going on tonight with the Sweet 16 action in the men's tournament, opening day of Major League Baseball, and LSU baseball starting another SEC series on a Thursday, what would you be locked into? Is it kind of one on TV and another one on the laptop and the other on the phone?
Basically. I mean, I'm obviously be following the LSU baseball game tonight, but I'm keeping my eye on the Sweet 16 as well. And like you said, we got it easy. I'm not watching this stupid, you know, Dodgers-Tigers opening game on ESPN. I've already had, you know, looked at this disgusting ring ceremony. I hate the Dodgers. So, yeah, I'm not going to be watching that. I already watched my Astros win a 3-1 opening day game against the Mets. So I'm going to be locked into, obviously, LSU versus Mississippi State and the Sweet 16 tonight.
Speaking of LSU versus Mississippi State, the stud, the monster, Monster Milam, spoke with the media earlier and had a preview of Mississippi State, talked about a bunch of things. We'll hear from him as the Tigers, like I said, getting ready for that 7 o'clock first pitch right here on WWL. Here's Monster Milam.
Talk about this series with Mississippi State. What do you expect?
Expect to win. I mean, we're at home, you know, right there with Texas last weekend. You know, didn't go our way, but, you know, we're home now, and I expect to win, you know. At least two out of three, you want to get the sweep, but that's what we're here for.
Offensively, just when you look at the first 26, 27 games, you guys have been largely very consistent, you know, maintaining your approach. Just what goes into that, doing that holistically, 1-9, everybody kind of being able to do their part and consistently put pressure on defenses and pitching staffs.
Yeah, I would say everybody's got a different approach in what they're trying to do, and we do a good job of executing that most of the time. And, you know, it's baseball, stuff happens, and, you know, sometimes you line out and you don't get a runner in, or, you know, just stuff happens. And, you know, we're always just trying to get to the next guy and trying to put pressure on them, because, you know, when we're on defense, you know, you don't like having so much pressure on you to get out of it. But just staying basic and staying locked into our plan, and that's what we've been able to do to teams.
What are you looking to improve for this weekend, especially playing Thursday, Friday, Saturday games?
Looking to just have a little more better at-bats for myself. I felt like I got out of my plan a little bit this last weekend. Just having better at-bats, seeing the ball, getting back to, you know, what I do, and, you know, trying to help my team win as best as I can, and, you know, go out there and just have fun.
Monster Milam and the Tigers coming up with a 7 o'clock first pitch right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app, a 6:30 pregame coverage. We shall take a break and get you ready for LSU action taking on those Bulldogs right after this. Stay tuned on WWL. First half action in Sweet 16, Alabama up 27-25 currently over BYU. You can catch that action on the Bet 92.9 FM, 1350 AM. Meanwhile, coming up right here on the Big 870 AM and 105.3 FM, LSU Baseball's opening game of their series against Mississippi State. Have a great night, everybody. Be talking to you tomorrow. Also joining us on the show on Friday, safety Saints Justin Reed. So stay tuned for that.